actually takes the shape of these stone structures, whether they're just simple stacks of stones or pyramids or more elaborate structures that look like big double gates or windows. And that becomes the visual layout of portions of the score. And it's scored for 9 to 99 musicians, them being percussion players, but actually anyone with musical experience who can read music can participate. And it includes instruments that you'd expect in a percussion performance, such as drums or cymbals or gongs, and then some really interesting and unique instruments like air ride sirens, or big, long megaphones that you blow into to create the sound of wind, and even conch shells, seashells that are the top is cut off to form a mouthpiece similar to a trumpet, and you blow into it, and it makes a really beautiful, big, resonant sound. And the piece takes place outdoors. So the most important participant in the whole piece is really the area that you choose to perform it in, because it'll have a natural soundscape. And this performance is going to be at the Botanical Gardens of the Ozarks, which is incredible and has all of these smaller nooks and crannies in it. The garden itself is designed for people in Northwest Arkansas to see what they could do with their own backyard or 20 by 20 lot. So it is divided up into these little sections. There is a shade garden, or a Japanese garden, or a children's garden. There's a butterfly garden. There's a native northwestern Arkansas flora garden. And start in the center of the garden and then expand and take over all these little nooks and crannies, and there'll be music in every single one. So it's a really special community experience. Never the same piece twice because of the changing of the locale and the soundscape of the locale, but also because of the large number of musicians that are gathered for it. For this particular performance, we have over 11 states represented at this point, and there's still people joining. We've got 12 different institutions of higher learning, and we already have more than 70 people on board. So it's going to be a large version of it, and this group of musicians will probably never be able to be gathered in the same permutation again. So it's really a unique experience for Fayetteville and Northwest Arkansas. So Third Coast has produced and led two performances of Inuksuit before, once in Indiana through our ensemble and residence position with the University of Notre Dame. And then we were actually privileged to lead the Alaskan premiere of the work, even though John Luther Adams lived in Alaska for a long time. It's hard to mount performances in Alaska because of, you know, just the travel concerns and gathering enough people to do it. But last season, we did the Alaskan premiere of Inuksuit up in Juneau. And then the members of Third Coast have been involved in performances of Inuksuit as well. So, like, personally, I think I've probably been involved in about 10 different performances of it.
Describe maybe, this is a very different kind of experience for anyone who comes to experience the performance. Maybe describe what it's like to be immersed in all these sounds going on.
Typically, when you experience concert music, there's a clear division between the performers and the audience, right? You know, typically, an orchestra will be up on a stage, or you're going to a rock show, they'll still be up on stage, and it'll be very clear who the performers are and who the audience is. But this piece, the performers really inhabit the entire space. So we start amongst the crowd in a kind of amorphous blob in the center. It'll be in the center of the field at the Botanical Gardens, where people come and sit for the summertime concerts. So we'll be right in the audience, and the music grows very, very softly, and it will just emerge out of the sounds of the park, of the garden. The audience will then, as the sound grows and as the music becomes more complicated and structured, the performers then expand and walk to their assigned spots and take over the entire park. And the audience is greatly encouraged to follow the musicians and kind of choose their own adventure through the piece, which is just really cool and fun and interesting because not one audience member will have the same experience of an Exoit. Someone might choose to just sit in the center of the field and stay there the entire performance and hear what it sounds like to have the music start right there but then expand out and take over the entire park. Someone might come with a loved one who's performing and just follow her or him around the whole time. And that will be more of like the experience of a performer. And then most audience members, I think, usually tend to walk around and experience different vantage points. And you can get up super close to performers. You can close your eyes, lie down in the center of the field. It's a very casual but at the same time intimate concert experience, which I think is really special.
Why is Third Coast drawn to a piece like this, this immersive piece that's has so much to do with the soundscape? Why were you as an ensemble, why were you drawn into this type of work?
Well, I think of a few reasons. We love the music of John Luther Adams. John is a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer who really understands the capabilities of percussion especially, but writes beautifully, slowly evolving, expansive works that take place over a very grand scale. And we also, as percussionists, love sound exploration and seeing how different sounds interact with their environment. So this is a perfect opportunity to do that. But I think probably strongest, most compelling reason for us to produce a performance like an Exoit is the incredible community that it creates. So there are musicians coming from all over the country to perform with us and share this musical experience with us. And there will be community members who just happen upon it, who maybe just wanted to go to the gardens that day, who will happen upon this performance and then be part of our community. And it's a wonderful way for all ages and varied level of musical experience, the performers of varied musical experience, to perform together and create a really special memory and really meaningful musical experience. So I think probably the element of community building and making new friends from around the country is one of the most compelling reasons why we are drawn back to this work again and again.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Katie.